A judge's ruling yesterday will allow the introduction of charter schools in Washington, but strikes down part of the law as unconstitutional. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, both sides celebrated the ruling.
King County Superior Court Judge Gene Richel upheld much of the charter school law, and the state attorney general said the state will continue to implement it. Richel ruled that charters are not so-called common schools under the law because they aren't controlled by voters. As a result, she ruled, charters don't qualify for as much state funding as traditional public schools, like construction dollars. Lisa McFarlane is Washington State Director of Democrats for Education Reform, which backed the charter law. McFarlane said she's thrilled with the ruling.
It's a great day for kids and educators and parents who are keenly interested in more high-quality public school options for kids that these first charter schools will be providing.
The ruling was also heralded by charter school opponents. Rich Wood is spokesman of Washington Education Association, one of the plaintiffs.
Folks who have been following this case and who believe that the charter school law is unconstitutional are very pleased by the court's decision.
Other plaintiffs in the case include the League of Women Voters, educators, and parents. Both sides said they expect the ruling will be appealed. Washington became the 42nd state to legalize charters when voters approved them last year. 22 prospective schools have filed to receive the state's first charters. Decisions are expected by the end of February. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.